Now, due to confidentiality issues, we're not able to show people telling their own stories here. However, we're aware of many situations where people who've got communication disabilities have either been denied supports to communicate, not had their decision honoured, or were not believed at all. A young woman who could not speak signed over her entire inheritance to a family member because she could not understand what the lawyer was saying, or she could not read the documents that he gave her. A man with significant injuries from a car accident is being kept against his will in a hospital setting because healthcare providers think it's too risky for him to live in the community, despite the fact that he's fully aware of the risks and is willing to take those risks. A woman who's not believed by a police officer when she communicated about an abusive situation at home. There are just so many stories of people denied access to social services because they're deemed incapable of managing their lives based on how they communicate. And unfortunately, stories of support persons denying people the freedom to live the lives they want. So many violations, and these go on and on, because the needs of people who have communication disabilities are so poorly understood and typically equated with a lack of capacity. And this is layered with an almost complete lack of regulations, policies and procedures in essential services that specifically address how communication support should be provided, as well as the lack of services and funding for communication devices that people need in order to exercise their autonomy, all creating a perfect storm where people's dignity and rights can be easily ignored or violated.